I started out asking Sheila Spores how long she'd been working for the Tongass.
Now we're getting a little personal.
Let's just say that Spores was very, very, very young when she started work on the Tongass. It was 1992, and she was a student trainee studying forest management. She'd applied for jobs in her home state of Montana, but then...
I had a voice message on my phone that said I had a job offer from the Tongass, and I had no clue where that was. None. And I didn't even really know what silviculture was. I called someone and said, hey, do you know where this Tongass place is? And someone said, Alaska. And I said, I'll take it.
During that student training, Spores learned what silviculture was and decided to focus her degree work on that specialty. So what is silviculture?
I get asked that question a lot. Silviculture is the branch of forestry that I say is applied ecology. So it is understanding forest ecology so well that when man is in the mix, you can understand what's going to happen.
During timber harvest, for example, Spores considers the life cycle of the forest during the planning process. She also knows about tree diseases.
What insects like which tree species and what kind of natural disturbances that we have and what that will do to the stand through time.
And what is it that she likes about the job?
Everything. Well, I mean, that's the catch-all answer. I really enjoy my job here because I am quite passionate about the Tongass and forestry in general, but I really enjoy the my coworkers. It's a great group of silviculturists that I've worked with for the last many years, and they make it fun.
Spores says she was pleasantly surprised when she learned she'd won the Silviculture Excellence Award. It'll be presented during a biannual silviculturist meeting in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, but Spores won't be able to attend. She says a coworker will accept the award on her behalf. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.